Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from the film stage in the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the master coming in on stage, right? Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good so far, man. It has been a great Friday
great week,
already
man.
Here at BEM.
Yes.
Let me tell you, man, if you guys have not been staying up with the Instagrams and the social media feed, please go check them out. Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports or /Bub Lloyd. You will see everything that is going on behind the scenes, live on the spot in the facility. And let me tell you, I think you'd agree there are some insane rides sitting in this place.
We're
going to
talk a little bit about them, yeah.
Everything from Pro Tourings to Resto Mods to supercars to super fast cars, high performance, turds. There are a few turds here.
There are, Bub.
Let's just be real.
We are.
But I'll tell you what, man. There's some crazy stuff going on. The paint is flowing. It is wet in this place. And let me tell you, the rides are sick right now.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com, ladies and gentlemen. Please visit us for 20,000 online parts for sale. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose on the internet, exclusively online now. Better pricing, better, more, I mean, there's more items on sale, Bub. Better pricing, right?
That's right.
The Outlaw herself is in Hollywood, California right now doing more shopping for everybody, doing a really nice job. Solution Finish. Solution Finish is plastic restoration done Bubba style. Bubs, get into everything right
we
here.
We forgot to open it for the display. Dang it.
Right on, Bub. How about that?
This is for my shaft.
Good morning to McKenzie out there at code 504, RS10 conversions done Bub style. Hey, Bub, we are doing a lot of really great stuff right in front of us here. We've got a very high performance 800 horsepower C7 Corvette that you're doing some carbon diffusers on right there. To our right, on stage left, as the audience sees it, we are working on a one-of-one GTX1 that you're bringing down the home stretch. It's been a long two-year finish, but I understand that the components that you've handmade for these are going to bring about $90,000 a pop on these cars, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, that was a super, super rare conversion. Again, that is out on social media. If you guys haven't seen it, the sneak peeks are out there, the behind the scenes. This has been a super long project, but I'll tell you what. These cars were really, really rare. The GTs themselves from Ford, those things mid-2000s was when they were introduced. There are now new production Ford GTs that are available. Those things are animals, by the way. But I'll tell you what, man, the GTs that were from the 2000 era, there were a certain amount of them.
Yeah.
Was supposed to be 500 that were commissioned by a specialty builder in the industry. And yeah, he would be doing these X1 style conversions. That would include custom body mods, custom paneling, you know, different engine covers, different, you know, performance packages, and just a full-on custom version of the Ford GT. Well, there was a lot of problems with those things getting completed, and unfortunately, there were a lot of clients that were screwed and burned over because the cars were literally just found in pieces, cut up and modified, never anywhere near close to finish, sitting in the corners of warehouses throughout the U.S. So we have them here. We are finishing up a sick one right now, and let me tell you, probably over 100 hours just into custom molding carbon fiber components for this thing.
Yeah.
All right here, hand done, hand woven at BEM. It is looking sick. All the paint is done, the clear is flowing,
and it's gorgeous,
it is now down to the final wet sand and buff time and the assembly time. So you guys stay tuned for that. You will see all of that behind the scenes going up on the social media here soon.
It is very pretty. On top of which, Bub, you have the area's first 2018 twin turbo 5-liter Mustang that's just arrived here
at
Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You were in our paint shop last night until about 1 o'clock this morning, laying out the ruby red 3-stage paint on that. You did a carbon fiber front hood and rear trunk, and the client is now going to be moving into carbon fiber diffusers on the side you want to put on that car.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, it's you guys, again, stay tuned for that stuff. It is going to be literally fresh out of the booth as of like this morning, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
We pulled that stuff out. It is now hardening up, but I will tell you what, man, straight from, of course, the far west coast, California, our guys over there, our sponsors, Extreme Dimensions, Carbon Creations,
yep,
sent us in the hood and also the concept design rear trunk assembly for it. So we did those things in a custom two-tone. So rather than just take them out of the box and bolt them on like a lot of people out there in the industry would do, we, of course, at BEM build it. So it is specifically built for that application, for that vehicle. Looks like it just rolled down the Ford assembly line in terms of its two-tone in the factory base coat, clear coat. This is a three-stage setup, like you mentioned, the ruby red. I'll tell you what, man, shooting that candy on there is something that takes some skill and some work.
On tomorrow's daily podcast, doing a Bubba style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, we're going to be talking about working with carbon fiber, Bub.
Yeah.
It is a tricky component to work with.
And itchy.
It's very itchy, Bob. Yeah. We're going to talk about the pros and cons of it. We ask you to join us from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow here, right? And we broadcast live from our studios here on the in the administrative offices.
That's right.
Good morning to Chris West. Chris West, I didn't know he was watching us. Chris West is watching us from Solution Finish. We had a gentleman try to sell you some snake oil, Bub, in a rattle can the other. Look at Bub laughing. On a Harley Davidson that you're doing some restoration work on, and he wanted you to spray this stuff on, and you said, excuse me, do not spray that on my motorcycle. I'm restoring. He said, it'll do better than anything you've got. When you calmly walked over, Bub, too, right, like this, Bub, you walked over here to the BEM supply cabinet.
Why does he just disappear
this,
all of the time?
Grab this.
Every time we film, he just disappears.
Walked out, Bub, and walked over and said, no, thank you. I use Solution Finish. Now, you can't tell that Bub uses this an awful lot, can you, ladies and gentlemen? Solution Finish is plastic restoration done Bubba style, for
That's
sure,
right.
Bub. It's crazy. Bub, I want to welcome Rough Country here with Nitto Tire and everything. Rough Country is the official four-wheel suspension component company for BEM and you for trucks and Jeeps, Bub.
Yeah.
You are in the process of building the supermodel Layla Von Athey, the stunningly beautiful Layla Von Athey, a 6-inch lift on her BEM Jeep. So this is another BEM Rough Country Jeep. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, man. So, of course, you want to turn to the best. You go straight to Rough Country. Every product, of course, from Rough Country is available directly through us here at BEM, bubsexoticmotorsports.com. Shop tab is right there at the main page. All of these components, insane quality, man. Of course, we are going to take these things over the top. Full custom powder coating, custom coloring. This thing is probably going to be the most daily driven SEMA vehicle that's probably going to be on the streets. I'll put it that way. The build is intense. It is going to be insane. All custom armor plating, all custom paint. This thing is going to be massive. And I'm talking riding on a set of Nitto Terra Grappler 40-15-50 wheels and tires on a set of KMC 24 by, oh, he's going to mess up the whole shot.
Keep talking, Bubba. I'm going to see if I can do this.
Oh, he's going to mess up the whole shot. Here we go. So I'll tell you what, 24 by 14-inch wheels, minus 76 offset. These things are going to make that Jeep JKU have a massive stance and seriously bold setup.
Bub, can I get you to stand by that tire so people can see how tall it is? You're 5'8", 220 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the size of the wheel that Bub is building into the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rough Country Jeep.
Pretty massive.
It is.
Makes it easy to clean, though.
It's huge, isn't it? Right there. Go ahead, Bob.
So, well, I don't know where I'm at now. What were we talking about?
You were talking about how you're going to marry the suspension up to this wheel and tire combination.
Ah,
and why
so
you're
yes.
going 6 inches.
So, you know, typically when we do these Jeep JKs and JKU models, we do them most of the time on a 3.5-inch suspension lift kit. It gives you a great stance, great flexibility, super, super crazy articulation, no scrubbing, no rubbing. You can easily run a set of 37s on them if you have a different front bumper, and that is all you need. And you can run factory fenders, whether they are the textured factory black plastic, or you can go with, you know, like the Sahara series, which we just did on one of the Marlins Jeeps as well.
Yes.
You do those things, but you can clear any sort of 37, sometimes up in that 38 range, pushing it on factory fenders with an aftermarket front bumper. You can go stock rear bumper on them with something as small as a 3-3.5-inch lift kit. That is our go-to for all of our street queens here in South Florida. A lot of guys that have these Jeeps, they have the lifted stuff, but they never even take the things over like a 2-inch speed bump, right? Let's just be honest.
That's okay, that's fine.
But this setup is going to be a beast. When I mentioned that this thing is going to be a daily driven SEMA vehicle, trust me, it will be. This thing is going to be turnkey every day, massive, sitting on the 6-inch plus the 40s. This thing's probably gonna go up about 9.5-10 inches overall between the increase in lift plus the overall diameter of the tire. That's what it's going to go up. So it's going to be an insane setup. The amp steps, thank God we got those. You are going to need them to get into this Jeep. But with all of that Smittybilt armor plating, all in a custom two-tone with all of that Kevlar removed and then a smooth base coat, clear coat, it's going to not only look like something mass production from Mopar's quality, right, in terms of its cleanliness and how themed up it is, really smooth, but also just beast mode.
Hey, Bub, one of the things that you most worry about when you do builds is everything being in harmony and in synchronicity, okay? You're itching from the carbon fiber,
no doubt. It's killing me right now.
Yeah, obviously, Bub, you have married Rough Country suspensions up with Nitto wheels and tires, as we just saw.
That's right.
If everybody's really nice, I may pull the camera and let you guys see the C7 Vet Bub's doing and the GT40
in the 4x4. We'll do that on Monday.
We may. Oh, on Monday, huh?
Yeah, you got to stay tuned.
Okay, you got to stay tuned on Monday. Then
you can't give it to them all at once.
But Bub,
it's like fishing. You got to give them a little piece at a time.
You're going to have the twin turbo Mustang in here.
I know what I'm going to have in here on Monday.
Do you?
1,200 horsepower street killer right there, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to want to miss this and the beauty of what Bub did as well. But one of the things that you worry about most is marrying everything up, okay? I've got Benadil Stray. We'll take care of that. How about, let's talk a little bit about, Bub, we have two different drive shafts here. Why are we changing drive shafts on this build? We're going from a Rough Country 3.5-inch BEM lift to a Rough Country BEM 6-inch lift on this particular vehicle. Supermodels have very long legs, so they're able to crawl in and out of these things.
So I'll tell you what, man, this is one of those things where you want to make sure that every component is matched. One of the things I just noticed that's not on the table, but we will discuss those more once we start doing the physical install of this 6-inch X Series lift kit. By the way, stay tuned for this. About mid-July, this is going to turn into a long arm system for guys that want that serious, serious articulation.
What is a long arm, Bub?
So it essentially is a replacement of like the factory front and rear upper and lower control arms, so trailing arms, control arms, whatever you want to consider them. I prefer control arms. You are replacing all of those short units that bind at a certain angle. They do. Once you start getting super, super flex or crazy on your lift, and then you start, you know, flexing really heavy one way or another, they will cause bind. Well, if you go with a long arm kit, you get much more travel and articulation. So for guys that want to do serious crawling or serious off-roading and mud bogging, whatever it is they may be doing, that will give you the capability of doing it. So this 6-inch X Series will turn into that long arm kit, and it will even, if what I'm understanding from Tyler's correct, over at Rough Country, this kit will even be, if you currently have a 6-inch X Series or want to buy one now and not wait till mid-July, you can upgrade into their long arm style, because you are truly just going to change your front and rear control arms, different mounting points, but all of the springs, shocks will all still be the same.
How is Rough Country, Bub, comparatively? One of the things you're always dealing with is technically leading edge stuff. How is Rough Country comparatively today versus years ago when you started partnering up, that when we developed our relationship with them? How have they come forward? How have they progressed in your mind as one of the top three out there? Design, building, implementation, that's all very important to you.
Well, you know, I've always, I kind of leaned towards Rough Country originally, and the fact that, you know, we have a lot of guys, again, that, like, I consider them street queens, that they want a mild lift, but they want a smooth ride quality, right? So Rough Country, I feel like, out of everyone out there, and there's a lot of good companies out there, trust me, don't get me wrong, there is. I feel like they've mastered how to design kits, whether it be for Jeeps, whether it be for, you know, pickup trucks, GM-based, Mopar-based, Ford-based. They've designed kits that are able to utilize stock suspension components, springs, shocks. If you have, like, a newer-based vehicle, you wouldn't want to put a 7-inch lift kit on a 70,000-mile shock. You just wouldn't want to do that. But if you, they've designed kits that allow you to change geometry, mounting points, utilizing, you know, drop K members or spacers or specific control arms that retain factory shocks and retain factory springs. So what you get at the end of the day is that overall lift that you want, the height that you want, the clearance that you want, but you get that ride quality of factory. So I feel like you get that perfect balance of the best of both worlds, where there are cases where, for example, the Jeeps, to get a 6-inch, you've got to upgrade the springs. You are going to get a stiffer rate, so it is going to be a stiffer setup. That is just plain and simple the name of the game. But when you start leaning in towards some of, like, their maybe 2.5, the entry-level lift kits, you want to just clear a set of 35s, even a 2.5-inch spacer kit for the new Jeep JLs, under $160, and you can put a set of 37s on the brand new Jeep JLs, because you're literally putting on a set of 2-inch billet spacers that go right on top of your springs, and that's it. You can throw a set of 37s on, you look good, and it rides completely like Mopar.
As South Florida's leading Jeep and truck builder, Bub, you mandate that everything fits perfectly. Mm-hmm. You don't jam anything in. We had a very special meeting with a huge client yesterday, huge partner yesterday, who has decided to come into BEM. I won't release it yet. We'll talk a little bit about it, but it's a huge, huge, huge client and partnership because of the quality of what you build. They sat back and lurked in the distance and watched for over a year to see everything about us and watch what you do. And they came to the table and asked if they could be part of it, much like Rough Country, Bub.
Yeah.
So everything you do has to match. And as South Florida's premier Jeep and truck builder, why do you think that a 40-inch wheel and tire combination versus what's on the BEM Rough Country Jeep now is going to be okay? That's a little rough. You like things very, very smooth. Or are you going to be able to pull the smooth ride off with this?
You
40
know,
inches so is a with big a, tire.
Yeah, 40 is a big tire. 37s are great. You know, I've been able to master building 37s on Jeeps, no problem at all. And you can literally run them. Like right now, it's running, you know, for example, right now we've done a lot of Jeep packages with 2.5-inch spacer kits, 37-inch, the brand new Ridge Grappler tires, also even the Terra Grappler G2s, very, very super smooth, but still have that aggressive sidewall and lug pattern to it. So it looks really aggressive and meaty, but super, super smooth. I've been able to master getting those things on the Jeeps, even with stock front bumpers with very minor trimming, and if with the right hand sanding and polishing, you can literally make those bumpers look like they haven't even been touched.
Would you care to give any of those secrets away as South Florida's premier Jeep and truck?
Well, it's not hard.
Do you want to keep it quiet?
No, it's not hard. It's we've done, like I said, we've done a lot of them. We've done a lot of packages. You can see those on our Instagram, instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and you can literally see those Jeep packages we've done, where a lot of guys are like, man, how did you guys get a set of 37 stuffed underneath of a 2.5-inch lift on a factory Mopar Jeep, right? So not hard to do, super, super smooth ride quality, and it's just a matter of taking the time and going step by step and ensuring that you've got proper clearance. But again, there is a little give and a little take with that. If you run that much tire on that small of a lift, you are gonna scrub if you put a lot of people in it, if you go severe off-roading. It is nothing more than just proper clearance on a street driving vehicle. Yeah, that's all it is. So there is give and take. It just depends on what it is you're trying to do. This setup here, the six, by the time we do these Smitty built design fenders, they are the XRCs. So they are very heavy duty 3/16 steel. We are going to have much more clearance for the tires, right? But I didn't want to go crazy on the lift too tall because, you know, I don't like that taller look. I like the more
fatter,
short,
wider
stat,
look.
So it looks more like Hummer H1, like a real thick, bold, stocky look. So that's me personally, the way I like to design them.
I know your build style.
So the 6-inch is going to fill those fender wells beautifully with those 40-15 50s.
I'll tell you what I'll do. A lot of people don't recognize that you hand fabricate the bumpers for these Jeeps.
That's right.
On the BEM Rough Country Mark Brown Miami Marlins Jeep that has just been finished up, you hand fabricated the front and rear bumpers for this. And the reason you wanted to is because you wanted no tire scrubbing. You wanted to take the time and do something different than anybody else has in the industry. I promise everybody around the world that I will sit down and do a comprehensive Facebook posting of that. I used to have time to write stories once a week of things you were building, and people love the interaction of that.
Yeah.
I will share that with them, Bob, from the raw metal to the cutting to the hand fabrication over in the Woodward fabrication area. All of that I'll be glad to share with people. I'll do that by the beginning of the week. How's that?
That'll be good.
It'll be a lot of fun. Bob. So, Bob, are you going to substitute then some of the ride quality on these 40-inch wheel and tires, the Nitto 40-inch tires, with the American Racing wheels, do you think?
Yeah, no chance. It's going to be a pretty tight ride. It's going to be a solid, firm ride. Naturally, you're going up a big, this is a big install for a Jeep. You know, that's a little vehicle, essentially, for a set of 40s.
Wait, Bob, can you do it in 2 days? Ooh. Bob, can you do it in a week? Will you please hurry up and get it done? I need my car back. Wait, will you rush? I'm going to say something bad about you if you don't get it done.
That already happened, so I don't care. The lift itself is going to take a full 2 days to install. That's lift only, and that is by the time you get the alignment done. That is by the time you get the front and rear control arms fully adjusted so you have proper pinion angles. All of these things take serious time, and a lot of people don't factor that when they do these installs. The quoted time is about 8 hours to do a full install, and that depends on how much dicking around you do and if you have your tools laid out ready to go. So add another couple hours there. More for the dicking around than anything.
That's correct. But
I'll tell you what, man, it takes about 2 days to get these installs done. 6 to 8 hours is really where you can kind of cruise through them, depending on the series of kit. This one is everything is fully adjustable. The front upper control arms, the front lower control arms, the rear uppers, the rear lowers, front and rear track bars. So everything's going to be fully adjustable. So we have a lot of time in just dialing in this little baby when she's done, making sure that the alignment is dead on so that it does not only ride smooth and properly, it handles exactly how it should and steers down the road straight because the alignment's going to be in spec.
It's going to be really, really nice. We're looking forward to it, Bub. On Monday's show, Bub, we're going to bring you some of the modern performance. I think we'll bring you the Twin Scroll 2018 Mustang that's just arrived here. It came in from, it was built at a Ford dealership up in New Jersey, am I correct?
Right. Yeah.
And the car was transported down to us. It was actually done on an endurance drive down to us, if I call correctly.
Yep.
You're going to be doing some, you've already done a carbon fiber, very special. And the gentleman who brought that to you bought it to you based on the SEMA car you built, that you wanted to SEMA it with.
Yeah, and that's one of the things you guys will see it later on this afternoon. We will do some postings of that. I've personally done them on my personal Instagram page. We'll bump those over to the company page. You guys will see those later on this afternoon. But I'll tell you what, man, I don't know if I've shot a lot of custom paint. This being for a mass production paint, you have to understand, this is mass production, three-stage paint for mass production. That doesn't typically happen on, and I'm going to throw this out there, more of a base model car. Ford Mustangs are kind of like your run-of-the-mill every day.
When you say three-stage, take us through that after you finish the spot.
Granted, it's a Mustang. It is a, anybody in the world can walk in and buy a Mustang. They're 40 grand, 50 grand max out the door, unless you're buying like a Shelby package, a GT350R. Mm-hmm. Then you get up in the 70s, 80s, 90s. But they are just a basic car. So a basic car coming with a three-stage tri-coat paint. That's pretty hefty, right?
And when we talk about a tri-coat paint, tri, the prefix means three, the Latin prefix three. What does that mean, Bub? Do you put primer down, then paint down, then clear coat down? Is that tri-coat?
No, so that's just your base coat, clear coat system. With anything you're doing, you're going to prime. That's going to be your best way to have that overall mirror shine in the end. You want a solid, smooth base coat that's blocked in and beautiful. The better your prep and the better your base coat, the better your final quality product will be. And as everybody knows here at BEM, trust me when I tell you,
you shoot with nothing.
We have mirror image paint. It is stupid. The clarity is insane. When you
Hey, Bub, can you do it in one day? Can you do it in 10 minutes? Can you do a whole car in 3 weeks?
So the first time last night, Ken, who was with us, he's our main builder, designer and builder here. He was here actually side by side with me last night. He actually stayed, and he was here yesterday morning, 7 a.m., all the way through 1 a.m. last night. So huge props to that. Actually, he had to make up for some broken time that I, you know, we called him out on that a little bit.
Did you really?
Yeah,
hey, Kenny, if
you're
watching over there in the other part of the facility, bring us the trunk in, please.
So I'll tell you what, man. He actually has a newfound respect of what paint work is and how
long
it
takes. You hear what he said this morning? I had no idea how long paint and body took.
Yeah, you know,
Now take a rotted car.
Yeah, so and people don't understand that, trust me. It's one thing to
just bash it.
It's one thing to go to Home Depot on the weekend and you want to paint your plastic busted chairs in your backyard. You want to go get some freaking spray paint for
$16.99,
and you're going to go get a little red Scotch-Brite. You're going to scuff that sucker down. You're going to wash it off with the hose. By the way, you shouldn't do. Then you're just going to let it sit there and dry in the sun, and then you're going to lay some cardboard under it, and then you're just going to shake away with a rattle can and spray. The job is done in overall an hour, right? Trust me, guys, that is not the way the automotive industry works, especially in the custom car world.
It doesn't.
This thing that we have just done last night is stupid insane. You guys will see that again. It is on my personal Instagram. I'll bump it over to the company later on this afternoon so you guys can see it. It was 1 a.m. when I was doing those posts, so it has not been spread everywhere yet.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
But it's
job.
Just stupid. The color is insane. I cannot believe that Ford is putting that tri-stage system. It is a base coat red, and then there is literally a red candy coat on top before you even go into those coats of clear. And let me tell you.
Tell me Ford hasn't stepped up their game.
Oh, their
You've
paint clarity is stupid.
You've never owned a brand new Ford, and that's why you bought the BEM SEMA Mustang.
Yeah, their paint clarity the past few years is ignorant.
How about the technology, the engineering?
Hey, it's coming together strong.
They still haven't
figured out how to get the cars to track straight, though, with high horsepower.
Really?
Oh. They're all over the place.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why Von Getten drives one, because it can drift so easily.
Hey, you can put them sideways quick.
How about that, man?
Most people put them in the crowds. That's just a Mustang thing.
Who?
Everyone. What? Not you.
Why would Johnny say I'm not allowed to drive the new car?
No chance.
None?
No. No way.
As long as I got roadway, I can go.
It's going to be quick.
Is it?
Oh.
He said there's so much torque in that car, it's hard to hold onto the steering wheel and shifter at the same time. I won't have no trouble.
I bet you I'll show him how to drive it.
I'll bet you will, too.
I'll stay in it. You know I won't get out.
Maybe we'll have Rich McDonald on tomorrow from the Super Performance Shelby program, Bub, since we're going to be talking about carbon fiber and twin turbo Mustangs.
That's right.
Maybe we should do that, man.
We could do it.
Yeah, heck yeah. If everybody remembers, he joined us last week. His dad was the iconic Indy 500 driver that was killed on lap 3, Bub, coming out of the northwest corner or something, wasn't it?
Yep.
Something like that, man.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis 500, that's correct, Bob. He's also in the National Corvette Hall of Fame.
Yep.
2015 or something like
14.
That? 2014. Wow.
All right, I got to go.
Bub, we're going to wrap it up for this segment. Been a good segment. A lot of technical stuff going on. I will show everybody this, and that's all I'm going to show them,
Bub. Come on. Don't show anything off right now.
I will let everybody see. If I can spin here. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The iconic BEM GT40 X1, the only one like it in the world that Bub is building. They got to see that, Bub.
Thanks for showing everyone when
That's
I said
it.
Don't.
Everybody got to see that. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? It's a pretty cool vehicle.
Nothing like staying tuned, guys. Well,
you didn't see the Corvette and you haven't seen the Mustang.
I'm out.
Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep on doing it. Wait, Bub can do it offset.
Bubba style.
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Bub's walked back there by the producers. He's laughing. We love him to death. Without Bub, this would all be nothing.
Look how crooked you have the camera set now. Come
Bub
on.
Says I have the camera crooked now. Hold on 1 second. He's going to fix it for us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style. We want to thank Rough Country, the official suspension sponsor of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Make sure you visit us online for 20,000 new parts. We have not gotten to the big release. Let me tell you, there is going to be an audio release sometime very, very soon that's going to blow everybody away. Make sure you stay tuned for that. I want to thank Rough Country. Rough Country is off-road truck and Jeep suspensions done Bubba style. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose on the internet now. Shop them, Miss Outlaw Boutique, the beautiful supermodel Layla Von Athey's out in Hollywood right now shopping for you to bring it online. I saw her tracking around Hollywood and Beverly Hills and Los Angeles, all those things that those girls do out there, ladies and gentlemen. That's pretty good. Good morning to our very, very good friend, Mr. Larry Williams. He's doing sick stuff up there, Bub, at the Sunnyside Trim Shop. Man, he's got helicopters up there and ambulances up. Why does he have a helicopter and an ambulance up there, Bub? If the helicopter crashes, does that mean he's going to press the ambulance in service? I don't know, but he's got a little Snap-on tool cart that he's rolling around on. Sunnyside Trim Shop is upholstery done Bubba style. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the doors for somebody who's got their hands full. Maybe they've got a coil spring in their hand. Maybe a bottle of solution finish. Maybe a yoke. Who knows what they've got? Let's open the door for them. Let's feed somebody who's hungry if they're standing on the corner with the sign that says, I'm a vet, need food. You know what? Just give them a power bar and a protein shake. That's as cheap as your designer cup of coffee right there, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody has holes in the bottom of your shoes, get into your trunk. Guys, I know some of you are riding around with stilettos. Give them a pair of your stilettos. Tomorrow, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast brought to you by Tom and Bubba, the award-winning father and son car building team. Monday's going to be a great show, ladies and gentlemen. You will see the twin turbo Mustang, South Florida's first twin turbo Mustang, built by Ford and delivered right here. And it's going to be an amazing, beautiful build. You're going to be stunned at how pretty this is and what Bubba's doing with this car. We'll see all of you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page. Let's make it a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, Bubba, let's go get something to eat.